Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. What I think kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep down in your soul. What would happen if people were sitting in churches throughout the world? What would happen with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
Satan Rajin, it's me, La Rockman, the Rockin. I shall we lie, he lie, is the law. I shall we lie in a Mohammed on Rasulullah. We only been witnessed to testify again there would never, ever be any God but Allah. The proper name is Allah. Allah means the creator of this creation that we all are planted on and live on this earth for one reason, that is be tested by the one who gave us this life, and that's Almighty God Allah. And we open the bank window that Allah have created this creation. He has created everything we see and don't see, everything we imagine we see. Allah is the creator of all things. So we thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslim in this day and time. And we thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the last and greatest, he is the last prophet and the messenger of Allah to the world. So we thank Allah for all of that, what he do for us, what he have done, what he continue to do. We will never be able to count all of the favor that he do for us every day, every minute of the hour. We thank Allah. And Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, we thank him. Prophet Muhammad, he prayed for majestic, and we say Imam Wahid Muhammad is that majestic that was told would come in the end, come when the time and it was needed. And we know we need a majestic when we look at the world. And when we've been here, we know we need a majestic. Need somebody who come to revive the religion, because the religion was no religion. It was just a place for people grouped together. And world wasn't no religion because they couldn't get nothing done. So we thank Allah for this blessed day, Ramadan. We say Eid Mubarak, in the blessed Eid that we come about by we had fast for 29 to 30 days, and now it's the time for celebration. Eid is one of the celebrations that we are doing right now here in America and throughout the world. We thank Allah for this Bible Talk radio session. We're speaking about the message of concern. This is supposed to be the sister night when they talk about the saving and reserving and the psychological effect that this image or this world image has on our children. The mind that is on the children. So talk about that briefly. Then when my wife feel like coming up and saying something about it on the day, then she can. But anyway, we're here tonight, and we was off last night because we were celebrating the Eid festivity, and we were celebrating the day, but we decided that we would come and do the show. We'll come and do what is important to the world. It is very important, and also this moving of this image that caused us to have all these problems in the world with us and our children and with the world children and with the world we live in. So we got to do our part to get this world back in shape, get it back on track so we all can live on this earth in peace. I tell people out in the street, Caucasian people are our brothers and sisters, but they will never love us. We'll never be able to come together as long as they image up in the world. As long as we can go in people's houses and go into people's churches, and they got an image after God told us never to put an image up in the world as God. He said not only on earth, but in the water, in nothing in the sky that you can put together and with your hand and call it God. Nothing. So why we got an image? We got an image, and we see why we got racism. We see why we got hatred of people of color, because it's coming from the idea God came in one particular color, and that ain't nothing but racism by himself. So in order for us to get rid of this racism, we had to go to the root of the problem, and the root of the problem is in religion, holding God up as a man, son of God. All this is nothing but racism that's been put together by evil, wicked mind and then been given to the world, and it had worked, but its time is up, and we are here to get rid of with the help of Allah. We can't do it without Allah. So let us open with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. First, we will say it in the Arabic language. Then we will translate it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbilai Amin. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim Siratal Ladzina An'amta 'Alayhim Ghayril Maghdubi 'Alayhim Waladdallin Amin. English translation. We seek protection with Allah, the most gracious, most merciful, Satan itself, with the name of God, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We're asking Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast restored thou favors on, and not of those whose wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We'll greet you in the green. We'll greet you again in the greatest green of all the green in the world. There's no other green that has any match or anything close. Ingredient, and that greeting is As-salamu alaykum, simply meaning may God peace be on you. Ain't another greeting in the world that you can compete, that compete or measure up to that greeting. And we say Eid Mubarak, blessed Eid, for we'll celebrate the victory in our fasting for 29 to 30 days. It's something that Allah has prescribed for us and inscribe for us for benefits to make us better, make us conscious, make us respect the things that we have, the water, the food that we have. And the food, if you eat food all day long, you'll never enjoy it. But you go a couple hours without any food, and then without drinking any water, then the water. And then you drink that water after 8 hours being out here in the sun. You will see the difference in that water. You see the greatness in the water, because when you drink that kind of water, when you ain't had none all day long and you've been still doing your daily work, you still doing what you normally do, when you get some of that water in your mouth, you can see, taste all the ingredients of that water. And you would say, Allahu Akbar, you would thank Allah more for that water because you went all day without it. Food the same way. You've been all day long without any bread or any meat. And then time you get some of that meat and that bread, even the bread tastes like steak. The bread tastes good. You said, good God of mine, I didn't know bread to taste that good. We thank Allah for all of that, what he's teaching us during this month of fasting, of Ramadan, where he has described for us, and we can take this Ramadan, what we have just left, and taking what they have given us and caring for the other 11 months that's in front of us. So we thank Allah. We can never thank him enough for this blessed time here in America. And we, you know, thank Allah. We just left the masjid and they have plenty of food of the low. Man, so many trays of food they give away. Man, so we all ate good. They all had 2, 3, 4, 5 plates of food. It was given away. We thank Allah for that. So this blessed Ramadan. And seeing the spirit of the believers, all the young ones that's coming up in this religion, and all the ones that up in the religion, the age, we had a mixture of all these people. It was really a blanket of people at the Mastery. And tomorrow, if we could continue at the latter Mastery, back at the park, I believe, back at West End Park, where the latter Mastery is, and West End Mastery, we are there working together. So we'll be there tomorrow, inshallah, celebrating the Eid feast, the fast of the Eid of the fast. And so this is what Allah has blessed us with. He blessed us with so we can come together and make some progress in the world. Until we get this image out of the world, we really have something to celebrate in. Soon as this idea gone and you see the hatred gone. Yeah, I remember Imam said one day you'll wake up and seem like none of this never happened. And I'm looking for that day when we can see that this is gone away and it seems like this never happened, and we'll make sure that it will never happen again with the help of Allah. So this is Bible Talk Radio Station. We thank you for joining us. And we know we're here to tell you, if you got any comments or any statement to make, all you got to do is match one and come into your queue, and we will cut your mic on. We are here to serve you with the help of Allah. We are here to make and try to find out the things that clear to us so we can get on them things and have a great world to live in. Because Allah said that we all are brothers. We all come here, and we all was born, and we all are the children of Adam, and not the children of God. And when we start seeing ourselves like that, then we're going to have more care for each other. But long as there's an image up in the world, and the people in that image, they will never be right, because in their mind, God created them. Especially those Caucasian people who stick together. And they stick together. And that's why things are out of whack, because they stick together on the wrong things, like in court, like in justice. They trying to still take away a way versus way, where they say they don't want no abortion. I can see they saying they don't want no abortion, but they ain't got no problem taking a gun and killing somebody. But they don't want no abortion. They claim that every baby should be born. And that was true. They would get these birth control clinics out of our neighborhood. They would get the birth control clinic out of our neighborhood. They would get the alcohol, the liquor stores out of our neighborhood. That's another birth control. There's another means of breaking the family up. There's another way of keeping evil strong, because most people, they got to have something artificial in them to even act the ugly they want to be. Ugly, one that's kill people, that's to kill them. They have to have some of that false courage, that liquid courage in them, that alcohol. They got to have some unnatural drugs in them, crack cocaine and other, and people said they cool when they smoke weed. I don't think so. That weed take away your urge to work, to be productive, but weed ain't no good no way. And first thing they said, well, it's not all natural. So is poison coming from a rattlesnake. It's natural for him, but when it hits you, it kills you. So it's natural to the snake, but it's unnatural and unwanted in your system. If that snake bites you and shoots that venom in you, you will be dead. So people talking about, it's natural. No, it ain't natural for you to run off the road and then we get to the car to get you out the car. You in there laughing. Coming from that reefer. I'm not too high, but your feet ain't never left the ground. So that's not natural. So we pray to Allah that we could be able to change, because this world, and they come down on you when you try to be righteous, when you try to be good. When you look at the picture of Jesus, look how they come down on this man. And Jesus asked him, why you want to hurt me, a good man, who done told you the truth? And they want to hurt a good man. But a bad man, they act like they can't stand him, but they will pick that bad man over you all day long and pick that no good man, pick that reefer smoker, drug user man, and they will see you as a man trying to take care of your family, trying to keep your neighborhood clean, trying to keep yourself clean, your home clean, and they will get angry at you. Who put that in them? It's the society. The same society that put the earring in the man's ear. That's not natural. That's been a natural attraction for the female. Now, me, all these men that Hollywood show is with earrings in their ear. Huh? Why do they do that? They put in your mind that this female item, thing that once all the female had, it's all right for you. How that the master is, and one of the sister's daughters had an earring coming out of her nose. Huh? That's what they do to bull, to lead the bull around, put a earring in the bull nose. But that's, long as our children in this environment, hanging out in this environment, looking at TV in this environment, going to school in this environment, they going to get that environment, going to capture your child and make your child think that you the weirdo. Especially if your child is not praying at the house, or you're not seeing you praying. And a lot of them parents, they don't pray at home. That's why the children seem like they get disgusted when they have to pray when they get to the masjid, because they're not praying at home. We have to change that. You had to put it in yourself to make it mandatory to pray the five prayers a day. Like God, and who is going to help? Ain't going to help nobody but you. Those who do not pray, they do not get the complete help from the creator of this creation. Brother, we can change all this. We're supposed to be making bad things that are wrong. We supposed to be flipping them around where they be good. And the people that see us, we will be the influence. Not the people who ain't doing nothing being no influence. We will be the ones who influence this world. So we want to thank Allah again and again, and continue to thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslim, be human beings. That's what we want to see. I ask people all the time, how can they be a human being without submitting they will to do the will of God? Jesus can do it. Moses can do it. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace be upon him, he didn't do it. And you won't be able to do it, and I won't be able to do it without me. I cannot be a human being unless I'm submitting my will to do the will of God. But somebody made that word Muslim bad. We didn't do it. But the people that did it, we know they were working to defeat the God-conscious people, and that's what they do. That's what they do. They make the God-conscious people seem like they're out of order. Unnatural, Mr. Goody Two Shoes, Mrs. Goody. This is how language they use to try to get you to reverse what you're doing, to get you off your course. You gonna pray like that? I'm glad I'm a Christian, because I don't try to pray for one time a day. I pray on Sunday. Huh? I'm gonna have me a good time. They think that we don't have a good time. I just left a good time at the match here. Music playing on the outside. Huh? People dancing, cheering, are happy because they're getting toys. They ain't got to wait till the wintertime, snow on the ground. And they ain't got to wait to hear no lie that a man come down the chimney. that their parents don't even have, and they brought some toys to their children. They ain't got to hear that. They do not have to hear that lie. And another thing I seen at the match is, but the dog didn't, one of the young people had a dog. But that dog could not go into the match here. And the little girl felt funny. What we took in time, praying to her why the dog can come in. Well, the dog, he's a dog. He's not a human being. This place is for human beings. Dog place is outdoors. Now, you don't want to take yours outdoors, but he can't come in his mess here. You do whatever you want to with your dog. Then the dog got clothes on like a human being. They don't mess these dogs up. Just like they mess the cats. So the cat used to catch and get rid of the rodent, the rats. Now the cat play with them. He's full of a gravy train of the food that the cat food that they eat. He's not even interested in being a natural hunter of the rats. So we got a overflowing population of rats. Because the cat don't have an appetite for the rat, because the people feed that cat better, a lot of times better than they feed themselves. So anybody got anything they want to say and add to this honorable conversation, they can do so by matching one in there on their cell phone or telephone, match one in. And there's an arm on this will pop up, and it will really, when it pops up, we will cut your mic on, and you'll be notifying us that you have something to say, and we ready to hear what you have said. If you have listened to us, then it's time for us to listen to you. We say all praises are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherisher of all words. Allah most gracious and he most merciful. We say God is a master of the day of judgment. Ain't nobody else no master of no day of judgment. Can't nobody make it rain or make the sun shine or the darkness come in other than the creator of those things, that no other than Allah. So the thing that has the most powerful, if Allah, and you can, when you see the sun, you see the works of Allah. It don't fall down. And that sun is making things grow and get everything, its culture, like color. Excuse me. The sun is doing that. So we thank Allah for leading us to that. Because man, he studied. He studied the creation. And when the man studied the creation, he observed the creation with the help of Allah, because without the eyes Allah gave that human being, he really couldn't see the creation. But Allah gave him eyes. He gave him a smell and taste and hearing and seeing. Allah, all this goes from Allah, the creator. And some people, he don't give them the full senses like he do, like Stephen Wonder and others, but he put in them an instinct so they can continue to make money. And when you see people like that, like Ray Charles, they continue to make money although they don't have no eyes. Then all praise is due to we say Allah, the creator of this creation. So anyone got anything to say? Please turn your mic on. You can't turn your mic on. And you have a problem, call 404-421-5630. That's 404-421-5630. And we will get your call, and we will know that you cannot cut your mic on. And so that means that we have to cut it on. Because sometimes this board or this show, sometimes they run into some problems from the satellite, or they said, they run into problems, so they can't the equipment, the show do not function like it's 100% supposed to when they got some bad weather somewhere. So we thank you for being with us tonight, and we appreciate you, and we ask you to please, when you get to invite some people to come on, we sure appreciate it. We like competition. We like hearing from the opposition, and somebody in opposition to what we're saying, and we would like to hear that. Man Sharpman, man, and Steel Sharpman, Steel. So we want to be able to relate to each other about that image, message of concern, because the root of racism is in white supremacy. It sure isn't, I don't know about white, but it's in the premise, false supremacy. So there had been some white people, we would never have slavery. White means pure. Ain't no pure people ever did anything that we can see in America, letting the prophets in the world, that when the prophet called the people back to the oneness of the Creator, a Creator was over the creation. If they had done that, been doing that, that's when I see them as great people. I see no man, no people as great with a gun in their hand and over the people, the law, or their law, they control the law, and the law decides whether a man is guilty or not. So that's too much power for wicked, evil people. That's too much power to know you're going to court, and you know there ain't no justice in there, because that's one thing that image produces, no justice. Where there ain't no justice, there ain't going to be no fairness in the world. And there's always going to be problems, and we want to get rid of those problems. So let me see. Daya, you want to say a thing? Daya? Daya? You about ready? Okay, well, she'll be in there in a little bit. So let me read something from the Blessed Book at the Christmas set. They say, everything we got is called a blessed. But give me some of that blessed bird. Give me some of that blessed pie. That's the language of Christians. They call it what we have, and we use blessed. So let me read some from this most excellent blessed book called Al-Quran, and mean the Al-Quran. This is the book. It says, in it is guided, sure without doubt, for those who believe in the unseen, those who are steadfast in their prayer, and who has spent out what God or Allah has provided for them, and who accept the revelation that it came and the revelation that became a foyer. So we like to read Surah 2, Ayat 104-2, 106. Allah speaking to the family that he created, to the human being that he created. Allah said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Surah 2 Al-Baqarah, Ayat 104-106. Allah said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. I mean, we said, oh, he of faith said not to the prophet words of ambition, important, but words of respect, and hearken to him, to those without faith, is a grievous punishment. You know, some of us, we want to please people, we want to be kind to people, because somebody said, this is a movie star, this is a great football player. No, the faith is with the prophets and the people that follow the prophets. And everybody should be respected. But these people deserve respect. Allah goes on to say in Ayat 5, he said, it is never the wish of those without faith among the people of the book, nor the pagans, that anything good should come down to you from your Lord. But Allah will choose for his special mercy who he please. For Allah is the Lord of the grace abounding. You know, some people don't want us to be happy. They think people that believe in God should not be happy. They think that we're supposed to be burdened and sad. Now, we're the most happy people that this world have produced because we believe in the unseen. We believe in life after death. We believe that there is a reward from God from doing right. We believe that. But they don't want you to believe that. They want to take you way away from that. Like you burdened because you believe in one creator. And that's their job, to make you see what you're doing is not fair and what they're doing is fair seeming. It should seem to you to be what you need to be doing. This is the work of Satan itself. Allah goes on to say, when they say talking about then, Surah Ayat 106 and Surah 2 backward. Nor of our revelation do we propagate or cause to forget, but we sustain something better and similar knowledge thou not that Allah has power over all things. You know, if people want to make the world complicated, but we have revelation. And it caused us to not forget Allah, but the sustenance that he blessed us with, everything we know we have, is because Allah allowed to have. We know that death cannot come near to us unless Allah allowed it. And Allah knows best of all affairs. But we thank Allah for this Al-Quran, what it has done for what it's doing for the world. I think I read Ayat 107. Knowing thou not that Allah belongs the dominion of the heaven and the earth, and besides him he has neither partner nor helper. God don't need no partner or helper. He don't need none of them. He created prophet and blessed prophet Abraham to be the example of the people with wise interpretation that can help them. But the foolish one among them rejected them. Don't care how good sound it was, how good it was, they rejected them. Terrible penalty they had to pay. And there's people like that today. You could show them angels coming out of the cloud, and they will never believe. Huh? If they seen Christ Jesus and he told them the truth, they wouldn't believe him. Because in their mind, whatever in their mind that they come across, that's what it is. That fit them, that's what it is. Because if they seen Jesus, they would question to him, why you let him do it like, where you been, Jesus? Where you been staying? They ask him all kind of dumb questions. So God don't send no man back to come back in and live and die again. He, one time, this one trip, if people don't catch it or catch on what's going on from that one trip from that prophet, then God do not send him back. And I know they say, well, Jesus coming back. Coming back and do what? He going to do something that he didn't do the first time? No. So God is all merciful. He ain't going to send no man back here to be tortured or disrespected. He's not going to do that. So Jesus can't come back. Moses can't come back. Prophet Muhammad can't come back. And that's there's a so-called Muslim talking about God, Jesus coming back. And they've been told that Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet, Jesus coming back. So this is a problem that we have incurred. And the Quran comes to correct all these problems. It comes to purify the good person with truth, to help that person in truth, help that person see the light brighter and the darkness, see it what is supposed to be done, a time of rest. So people see that. So we thank Allah for this great book. Allah says, in Iran, Allah in Ayat 114 and 115. Allah said in 116, Allah said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. They believe in Allah in the last days. Then enjoy what is right and forbid what is wrong. And thou hasten into mutilation and all good works. They are in the ranks of the righteous. The good of that good that they do, nothing will be rejected of them. For Allah knows well those that do right, those who reject faith, neither their possession nor their number propagate will advance them against Allah. They will be the companion of the fire, dwelling therein forever. Hear that word, forever? That what ever means ever. Don't mean 2 days from now or for a week or two. It means forever. Dwell it in the fire. Now God put that in and said, He's asking you if this is what you want. And telling you how you can avoid that by worshiping God in spirit and truth. And then tell you to save yourself first. Then go out and try to save your family. That may make sense. You a bum and you drink and you ain't no good. And you're going to tell people to put down things that you yourself ain't putting down. That's kind of hypocritical. But they see you straightening up. They see you standing up being a man or a woman. Then that's going to make them, especially the good ones, the one that got innocent, going to make them wish they was a man or a good woman. Because all the benefits come from coming with that. Benefits from Almighty God. So we are here tonight, again, to let you know if you got any questions that you want to ask, as something that you want to say, something that you would like to say and want to say, we'll be our guest. And come right along and say what you got on your mind. Because we all got something to say. We all got a history, a life experience to tell. We all experienced something in life. All of us. It's life experience. That's why when you go on Hajj, we all can be in the same room, but we'll never all see the same thing. Allah did that. Allah cause of that. You go on Hajj, you see what Allah wants you to see, and I see what Allah wants me to see. If you go there looking for wrong, you will find wrong at the Hajj, in the Hajj. But wrong gonna be your own doing. If you go there and look for nothing for good, nothing but good, then that is exactly what you're gonna receive on Hajj. So that's a merciful, that's all praise is due to Allah, the most merciful and the master of the day of judgment. And thee alone we should be worshiping. That is a fact. So we're here tonight again. Let you know, all you got to do is max one, come into the queue. And we will cut your mic on. Dahlia, are you ready? Okay, okay. My wife said she'll let me know when she's ready. Because it's really, you know, I'll try to help her. That's what I do. She helped me with this show. This is important to both of us, all of us. And I'm Abdullah Akbar. And I'm on the co-workers here. And Suja Muhammad is one. And my wife, Daya Akbar, we're from Decatur, Georgia. And Suja is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And sometime we have Brother A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. And then other times we have Brother Imam Ibrahim Abdullah. His place of worship is in Lecrae, and he with us just about every night that we come on. Just share some of that wisdom and knowledge that he's been studying and reading about. Because he used to be right there with Imam W.D. Muhammad. He used to be to Imam Y.D. Muhammad Security. I used to see him when I went to Chicago. I would see him there. So all praise is due to Allah. He was Imam Security, Imam Ibrahim Abdullah. So we keep praying. I got a sign made that I put out when I go. I meant to take it over to El Mukmanun and put it out there and let all the believers read it. Talk about the Bible Talk radio station. Talk about Miles Kales, you know. We got signs on Miles Kales, what Imam W.D. Muhammad left us, for books and CDs that he left us. And anybody that used those books or used those CDs, they will come a notch higher in understanding. You want me to prove it? Prove me wrong by going and purchase some of those CDs and books. And you listen to those things, read those books, you become high in a lot higher in understanding with the help of Allah. If it be Allah's will, you will come up higher. But you will learn more. You will learn a whole lot of things if you don't benefit from them. You will learn a whole lot of things. So that we went there to the masjid tonight, to today, and had plenty of food, and we grabbed some, and we just came on home. We stayed a little while. We enjoyed the spirit, seeing people we hadn't seen in a long time because of the pandemic, because of COVID-19. It was good to see a lot of our friends were there. And they're cheering with them. It's good to see that. All those cheering. So what can make this world a better world? We get out of cheering, put them in a special place. And we call it a special place, but a decent skating ring, a decent bowling alley, a decent game room. A decent and a secure and a safe environment that we put them in. Because Prophet Muhammad, may God peace be upon him, he said never if we stop being a Muslim, good Muslim, until we fell into the wrong environment. I used to look at karate pictures. Here do. And what happened in the karate school, if another people take over the karate school, they have to get rid of the influence of the karate school there. They had to change. They had to go in there and get rid of those old people. The old people know what they were doing in karate and set their own karate class, and then they call each other master this. And so we got to understand that what it means by the environment. We don't set up an environment where our children can learn and prosper. we can keep sending them to the public school, and we just putting them in the garbage can. That's all we're doing. Let them out of the garbage can, put them back the next day. And that's it, what's going on. Because you act like you morally trying to do something right. The evil of the enemy inside of them going to come against you. And a lot of times, you'll be put out. And that's what they do. So we thank Allah. Anybody have anything to say? All you got to do is match one and come into the queue. And we will cut your mic on. Begin to share with us what you would like for us to know in this beautiful day in Georgia. Feast that we just left. It's beautiful. But if you don't want to say nothing, we ain't going to cut your mic on. We're not going to embarrass you. We're not going to, you don't want to say nothing. And we know, we want this people disrespectful. Our leader on this show said, and this show is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Tim School, coming out of California. Sponsored with the help of Imam Hameen Muhammad, coming out of California. So it's a Sim School. It's a reminder that our children need to be free. And they can't be free in the public school because too many weird things going on. They got classes on homosexuality. Two boys kissing. Then you got these weak mothers and fathers and saying that my boy think he's a girl, I'm going to help him in his request of being a female. One of the basketball players signed paper that his daughter, his son, become a daughter. That's a really sick. You gonna tell me we're not living in judgment? Yes, we are too. Then you can also take and register to be in a better life. You can register to get into a better life. You can open a school up. You can open all these different things up that would attract our children. You can get a football team up, a basketball, or a cheerleading team for the girl, and the cheerleading team would be a bunch of female cheers keeping their virginity, also keeping that decency that God tell them they got to have. God told Adam and Eve they got to cover themselves up. And Imam always said, well, there ain't no decent woman, there ain't gonna be no decent man. And God told Adam and Eve to put some clothes on. This didn't tell Eve, he told Adam too. Now you got men, Muslim men, Christian men, all wearing shorts up to past their legs. And they don't look, you know, they look presentable. But they got these shops because everybody else got them. But these shops are saying some bad things about them. So we have to educate. Education is the key of the loyalty of the believer. So we have to educate. And we said to you again, if you want to say anything that match one and come into your queue, come into this queue. And we will cut your mic on. So that's what we want to do. We want to cut your mic on. We want to hear from others. You know, I done talked about 30 minutes, 30, 40 minutes. So I'm going to have to read something there from this great book that we have. Allah said, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, Al-Am, Al-Am. I think this is the surah of the Al-Am, the cow. You know, the good thing is cow, someone got the shoes on coming from a cow. Someone's got leather coats and leather jackets and a whole lot of things. The leather bill for pocketbooks, it comes from a cow. And all these good things, milk that we're going to eat our cereal with, the milk is coming from the cow. Allah said, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, Allah. Section 7, Ayah 56, Allah said, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Said, I am forbidden to worship those other than Allah, whom he called upon. Said, I will not follow you, your vain, your desire. If I did, I would stray far from the path and be not of the company of those who receive guidance. Then, for me, I work on a clear sign. I work on a clear sign for my law. But he rejected him. Why he would be hastened and not in my power. The commandment rests with none but Allah. He declared that the truth, and he is the best of the judges. Should Allah speak the truth? Allah is the best of judges, best of guidance. And those who don't feel that way, they work astray from this path. That's the environment. He get away from the environment. So Allah goes on to say, and so Ayah 57 said, for me, I work on a clear sign for my Lord, but yet reject him, where he would see hasten is not in my power. Command to rest with none but Allah. He declared the truth, and he is the best of judge. Say, if was he would see hasten where in my power, and the matter would be settled at once between you and me. But Allah knows best those who do wrong. So Allah knows everything. He knows best. You know when somebody playing a game, you know. You know, it says in the Apocrypha, people going to play a game with Allah. Allah going to throw that back on them. Because when the death angel comes and we either snatch out your soul, you know you're going back to the Lord of the world. And you got to give an account for what you did in this world. And that's why Allah said, do right. Allah said he loved those who do right. He don't love no wrongdoers. That's why people talking about Jesus died for their sin. And then you said, well, he died for everybody's sin? They said, yeah. I said, well, you mean Jesus died for the sin of the sinner that's going to put me away, want to take away my livelihood? And I said, Jesus need to be killed. How? Because that ain't true, or that don't make no sense at all. No man can die for another man's sin. Huh? God will not allow that. That's why he give us revelation. And revelation is to clear up the problem that we incur, that we run into. That's where revelation comes. Come and to tell us to watch out for those things that come to the feet of you. Okay. My wife said you come to give me a hand. Alhamdulillah. come on, hurry up, boy. It'll be either eat again. So hurry up. So all praises be to Allah. We really enjoy seeing all the old brothers, sisters, the new ones, the young ones, or they were giving the children toys away and they were showing up happy. I like them. I see the children happy. See now they got to go in the environment and see all, come around the wintertime and see all them children with them bicycles. And, well, I don't know, they ain't buying them things like they used to. And telling that lie that Santa Claus came down the chimney that they don't even have. They ain't doing that. That Easter was a complete failure. You didn't see nobody had no had no eggs and talking about no Easter bunny and all that. Even TV didn't produce none of that stuff too much. See, what we're doing, it has an effect on the environment. So a lot of that stuff, they're trying to eliminate it, stay away from it, because the light has been turned on that mess. We act, you know, when you tell some people in jail or something, then they got family, then they going to tell other people. You tell them in jail. That's why I try to get so many brothers to go to jail to talk to the people. Sisters, too, go there and talk to the young lady. That way you find all the people got courage anyway in jail. They thought they had courage. You go to them and tell them this truth that we have. Huh? And you share that with them. And when they hear it, it was just like when I first heard the truth. Oh, man, I was excited. When I first heard that the Caucasian man was the devil, you know, reading, I liked it that I really thought that because, okay, how many jobs I had when I got on them jobs and them people seemed like, I mean, like they were snakes on them jobs. Bite you, took all your blood out of you. It was cold on the people. But they start you out welcome, come on in Georgia. Start you out with something easy. Then they come with the beat down. Come with the attitudes, the disrespect. Come with that disrespect. So all praise to Allah. We gonna pray to, huh? Okay. All praise due to Allah. So we are here. My wife is on the way, and she's gonna follow up what we have talked about. And we love this Bible Talk Radio Station. What, about 2 years, 3 years now? Almost 3 years we've been here. June will be 3 years, but time show is rolling back. So we got to get a whole lot of people more on this Bible Talk Radio Station because we need as many people to share this, not on the show, with the people on the job, with the people out in the streets, or with their people they grow up with, you know. We got to have that coming together, sharing this information that's going to help remake this world a better world so all of us can live. Because we family. You know, we the only one carry the key to the moral problem, the racial problem, the problem of family. And we homosexuality, we want been given the information that will help cure this kind of thing, will cause those problems to go away. So that's what we're working on. We want to see a world where people are getting along with each other. People are getting married. people are building the world together. Right now, the Caucasian man got almost 80% or 90% of the control of the of everything. He own all the skyscraper. And all I don't want to be like that. We know we got to have rich people because we know rich people help the world go around. But these rich people, some of them talking about killing off the people that are not rich. Talking about too many people on there. See, that's they try to talk like a god or something. Too many people on earth. But why don't they kill themselves? They should start with themselves. If there's too many in the world, eliminate themselves before they try. Because their book said, thou shalt not kill. But if they believe in killing and getting rid of people, let them get rid of themselves first. Why hurt somebody or get rid of somebody you think that shouldn't be on this earth enjoying this air, enjoying the environment, and you don't think they can be on the earth? But we found people like that. Some kind of people need to be locked up because they are a problem for themselves and the people in the world they live. They should be locked up. And they should be proven guilty and then proven, then let them prove themselves innocent when they make a statement. There's too many people on this earth. God, Allah don't say that. That he knows everything. Don't you know Allah would have said that he knows everything? He would have said, there's too many people on this earth. And Allah was in a storm, and he sent a storm to some certain parts of the country, especially Texas. Texas gets a storm, a hurricane, a tornado. Every time you look around, one of the towns in Texas is almost picked up and moved to another town. Because of the ignorance of those people, the arrogance of those people. Allah didn't put us on this earth so we can be mistreated by nobody. And we are the number one people in this world to be choose to do away with. They blame us for all the evil they do. They have a serial killer, and they try to say, They call that serial killer who kill many of them black, evil, corruption. And they trying to connect that with us. It's like they do the black cat. They say, those evil black cat. Really, they be talking about us. The white meat costs more than the dog meat. That relating to us and them. And so we had to kill all that by telling them they ain't no white people. When you tell them they ain't white people, they drop their head. Because why do they drop their head? Because they realize that your light in your mind has come on and you see them for what they are. Supposed to be human beings, and they're not acting like human beings because they think they're better than the human being. And Allah is the creator of all human beings. So they think they are the best of the creation that God created. And you ain't worth nothing. So my wife is getting ready to come on. You ready to die here?
Yeah, this is fuel that's out of my tongue.
So I'm getting ready to turn this over to my better half, Dahir Akbar. So, I volunteer to help out tonight. And she done put the whole wheel, car, and everything in my hand. I didn't want that. Just to drive around the block. You know, they abandoned me.
No, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I would do the same
thing
for you.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Well, she's coming, inshallah. We're going to let her get started here in a minute. We thank all who have came tonight to be with us and sharing in this great moment of this Block Talk Radio Station, where we work on the evil that this world have allowed us to live in. You know, I seen that picture of what the Caucasian used to do. They used to fish for alligators, and what they used was bait. They would use black babies. Put that black baby up out there, and that crocodile would come up there on the bank, in Florida to get that baby. It's up there. They got you, baby. Sometimes they catch the crocodile before we get the baby. Somebody got to pay for that. Tell them nobody leave this world without getting God's judgment. That's a human being they put out there. The Arab used to bury the female babies alive because they wanted to have more boy babies because of the war and the war. The war they approved of, they loved the war on each other, fight each other. Yes, sir. Okay, you ready? Huh? Day is May the 3rd. Day is the 3rd of May. So, but that would happen. They fish with, you know, did a whole lot of things. They used to cut women's open, pull the baby out, and make a point to the other slave, take the baby out of the woman. Cut her, she'll follow. Take the baby out of there, slam it on the bank, and step on the head of the baby. Yeah, that's ugly to say, but that is the truth. They know all about their history. They know more about their history. They probably got ears, eyes, and everything else in lockers in their house. African-American, not all of them, but the old clan, the ones in the South, old bitter, redneck, whatever you want to call them, hard to live with, they got that stuff. They got eyes. I've got Indian nose and the eyes, excuse me, and scalps, cut the scalp off. It matters, but you're going to call the people white? Like I said, there been some white people. We would never had slaves. We were not, white means pure. It means none of them would have came over there and got us and brought us here and worked us for over the years. Because the Bible says you're supposed to pay a man or a woman before they prophesied. And they never did that. They weren't even thinking about getting us no reparation. There's no lesson paying giving us what we deserve. And you got some Negroes think that they don't need to give us nothing. And that's a shame. Okay, you ready? You ready, baby? Okay, my wife didn't take over the talk. So thank you. And I shall love link. I will be coming back.
Assalamu alaikum and Eid Mubarak. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bet once there's no God but Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness the Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the seal of the prophets, and Allah's messenger. Read you to the Blog Talk Radio Show with the greetings of God's peace be upon you. Of Assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak. I thank my husband for covering for me. It's just that during festivity times after Ramadan reading and everything and fasting for Allah, you know, you feel as if you want to take the, use the privilege that Allah has blessed you with to feast, you know, have your festivities and enjoy your festivities with your communities, with your children, your grandchildren, your husband, and, you know, other family members. And I think that's what we have done this time. It's not done yet. We do have another day. We have 3 days. And we did the prayer yesterday. And we want to thank the Lifeline and thank Allah for the Lifeline with Mars Cares and Imam Rasul, Hamim Rasul of the Lifeline, for blessing us to have the Eid prayer on the Lifeline yesterday. And my husband and I participated in it. I didn't go to the park where everybody was. And I guess my husband felt sorry for me. I told him to go ahead, enjoy everybody else. But they wanted all, wanted the seniors to take a comfortable chair, you know, and because it's always all so crowded every time. They have it there, but that's the biggest place, you know, one of the biggest places in West End, Masjid, you know, is a that's the masjid, brother. What's his name? Of the Black Panthers. They're serving the time now. Oh, my goodness. In the moment. Jamil Alameen. But his name was Ralph Brown before, with the Black Panthers. That's one of his establishments. Where, when he was out here, I think he had how many Islamic centers, 15, 20 or something like that? Huh? 111? Really? Okay, well, this is one of his places, and the grounds out there is across the street, and they call it West End Park. And most of the times, this particular park is occupied by the Muslims, from Brother Jamil Alameen's Islamic Center or Masjid there. It's going to be a Masjid, and prayers are being said five times a day there. So they have a pretty large congregation there. And there's a lot of, like I said, ground to cover and for the children to play, and they got paraphernalia there for them to play with, you know, swings and basketball courts and other things too. They also have enough room for everybody that come and pray there, you know, whether on the on your prayer rugs or in chairs. You know, they have that much room. And it's a beautiful sight too, to see the children running around playing. And we're going to have a big feast there with Atlanta Masjid. On Saturday, I heard. Tomorrow. It's Saturday. Okay, I'm right. I don't want to give the wrong information out. But Saturday, we're going to have a big festivities there. And at that festivities, they have, they serve plenty of food all day. Ooh, plenty of food. You look across the street, you see the children playing, and you hear them laughing and it's just fun, a lot of fun. You see vendors, you see families sitting around and laying around in their blankets or whatever they might have brought from home, and with barbecue besides the food that they give away, so much food, and all type of festivities. And you can feel the closeness and the warmth and the unity, you know, that's there. You can feel it. You can actually feel it. Today, El Mu'minun had their feast, for the Eid feast, and I mean they really had food. Oh, food fed the community and fed the believers that came out, and activities for the children, all those toys and things they gave those children back there. They had a whole section, which was the sister section, to themselves, the children did. And I mean, they made noise, and they played games, and they had a good time. It just made my heart just leap, you know that Allah has blessed us with those particular facilities that can, that spacious enough for the children to have fun, because that's their life. El Islam is their life. I mean, they're born in El Islam. They have to come out to the masjid to go to the schools that the masjids have, and the, you know, the and the even the weekend schools, you know, and they come to the prayers. And this is what they know. So we don't want to, we want to treat, teach them discipline, but we don't want them to be like feeling as if they're in a cage, you know. Like sharing that freedom space. And Imam W.D. Muhammad spoke on in a lot of ways. So it's just a beautiful sight. People meeting and greeting each other in the communities, in different communities, as well as El Mu'minun. The Imam was there. Everybody had laughter, food, and discussions, and, you know, talks, and we played music out front there, and we made a lot, and it was good. It was refreshing. It was refreshing. Yes. Everybody enjoyed each other. And we have another something on the 7th, I think it is, where we have steak dinners and steak and some other type of a dinner that we had ordered prior to, you know, but it didn't. Huh? Salmon, yeah, that's right, salmon and steak, right. And this is a fundraiser. You know, you get up to 200, I think you say 200 dinners. People buy them, and it was $20. And by being fun for a fundraiser, nobody really mind paying that. And so on the 7th of this month, that's when the dinners will be coming, you know, for us. To us, those who ordered them. And that would be another blessing. I'm telling you, when you're talking about food, excuse me, you're talking about food. I don't understand how it can be any way for anybody here in Atlanta, even though it's big, how anybody here in Atlanta can ever go hungry or be hungry. Because all this food is here, and they're bringing in trucks, truckloads of food, and they're each, it looks like all of the churches and on certain days are giving away boxes of food. And I mean, it's good food, fresh vegetables, fruit, you know, like lamb, but they don't give any pork. I haven't as yet known any to give any pork out in their boxes. They haven't heard anybody yet say, you know. And my husband, he gets two, and he gives them away to his, one to his sister, you know, and one of our, we may keep one for us, you know, at the time if we want to, or it's time to go grocery shopping, we see there's something in the box that we can use, and we'll be helpful for us, and we'll get that, and what we can't use, then we'll put it into his sister's box, and she can get it. I mean, no food is wasted. We don't want to waste food, you know, and they're opening up more places, more and more and more places, but here, but I have not seen the synagogues give any food out yet. I have not seen the synagogues give any food to nobody, but they might. in the area that they're in, but I have not even heard tell of them giving food to anybody. You know, but most of the churches, I have to admit, they give food to people who come to get food. And it's plenty. It's plenty, yes. Okay. I wanted to want to thank you. I know this is Tuesday, and it's the Sisters' Night, you know, for the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. But since we're all in this together, the message of concern, it all, it concerns all of that, the message of concern and the psychological effect that the message of concern has, you know, on that, that image and how it has, what it, the type of a psychological effect it has on the minds of the world's children. You know, and it says the world's children. You know, so they're not leaving anybody out. And there's something to think about. We do have to think about our children. And we can't seem to, they seem like they're trying to hide information from us now because we are more aware of how our children are being done with these injections. And not only with our children, but with the adults as well. But they have everybody spooked out, but they're telling you now instead of forcing you, you know, that you can make your own choice whether to or not to, you know, get the injection. But even though some places you may lose your job or whatever the case may be, they've also settled to say, well, if you've had your test done with the Q-tips, you know, in your throat, you know, your throat, do the swab, throat swab, you know, and it's called, I call it deep throat swab because that's where it has to go to in order to get the mucus on it that they're looking for to do the test for that virus, you know, and then they put it in a long sleeve with the solution part of it, the bottom part is, it has some solution in it. And you break that, you crack that, and then you push that long Q-tip down in that solution, which maintains the solution's potency, you know, and the swab's potency until it can be tested. You know, it starts to be tested and doing its thing right away. Anyway, you know, it takes so long to do that. So they still have their ways. We're still disagreeing disagreeing with vaccinating the children 5 years of age and under. And then now they've tried to change some parts, some states from 11 years old and on down, you know, from 11 years old down. Well, believe it or not, they are, like I said, they try to hide. They were doing that already. They were already testing those children. If they were in school, they were testing those children from at 11 years of age, but they stopped at 5, but or 6, you know, ones that were not in school. But then they started back up, and they included the ones that were 5 years old, and that's what we're really against. At first, they said that the children, we didn't have to worry about the children being tested or whatever because they can't get it. You know, the virus, they could not attract the virus. And then they found out that was wrong information, misunderstood information passed on. So they changed that. But right now, there are people like certain elderly people who have, we call it secondary ailments, like diabetes and hypertension and different other medical problems that would demand that those people with those conditions get the booster shot, you know, and nobody wants to get the booster shot. Just, you know, just acknowledge that. No, I mean, very few adults do
But, you know, I mean, but they know what they want to do. They're adults. I'm talking about children. Nobody wants the children to get those shots. I want to yield now to someone who has chosen to speak. Alhamdulillah. And this is area code 313, last four digits 5264. And I think I knew who that is, but I will ask you to, your mic is open. Area code 313. Legum,
Sister Dahi, this is Sharifa Muhammad in Chicago.
I know it's Sister Sharifa Muhammad. Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak. That's what I called to tell you. Eid Mubarak.
Yes. I was thinking, but when I heard your voice, I had placed that number with someone else. But when I heard your voice, and I'm saying, oh, that's Sister Sharifa. And you and your husband has two different numbers.
Right.
Okay. And I see his number here, too. And then this one is yours. I'll have to remember that one. Like Sister Karan and Brother Suja have two different numbers, too. Sometimes they come in on. Sometimes they use the same one. Anyway, yes, ma'am, Sister Sharifa, what do you have for us tonight? What do you have to share with us tonight?
Oh,
questions.
I just called in to give you the greeting and say, Eid Mubarak.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sister Sharifa. Oh, okay. Thank you so much for that. You don't realize how that goes to my heart. That goes to my heart. I appreciate that. Alhamdulillah. I needed that. Yes, thank you so much. And the same to you and Brother Muhammad. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to ask you this. Do you have any experiences or anything different that came your way or you learned or you picked up on during Ramadan, during the fasting? Our minds were clear, and we got to. You have anything new that you might have picked?
What I enjoyed the most about Ramadan is feeling closer to Allah by reading the entire Quran in 30 days.
Right.
And it's like there's always some type of new perspective in what you read,
right,
even though it's year after year. And I am just so grateful to Allah, His mercy.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You know, you are so right, Sister Sharifa. I found it to be true myself. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Let's use another type of formula for you to say that. It doesn't matter how many times you read the Quran. You still seem to learn something new from it. And you say, oh, I didn't see that before. Well, you would have read the whole of the Quran, but you just didn't let that just didn't resonate in your mind. Or on your soul, you know, as if it was something that would be of such a value, which we know everything in the Quran is a value to us, or should be, you know, that's our life, you know, our everyday living, you know, our guide for living each day. But you're right. It seems like you can read it many years and you still get a different understanding of it, a clearer understanding of it, or just get an understanding of it where you really might not have even really focused on it or paid it that much attention before, just except for being a part of the reading, you know. Yeah. You are so right. You're so right with that. Thanks for sharing that with us. Tell me one thing, too. What do you feel about the children getting these shots under 5 years old or five and under?
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Same here. Okay.
Especially because we don't know about the long-term effects.
That's right. And then not only that, they get the injections, but still they pass.
You know, they die, some of them. Doesn't make them stay here any longer. So it's just like with that virus, if they would take the precautionary measures that's been talked about with the children or what have you, then maybe they wouldn't even be affected by the virus. But then you jump up and give them this injection, you know, and then they die. Some of them do. So that's what makes it such a curiosity to most people. You know, everybody's curious. You know, it's not satisfying the curiosity either. Not at all. Just try to act like they're trying to, it's a threat, or to act like they're trying to scare you. The ones who do this experimentation all the time, and it's a question at first of if they'll give it or not, and then next thing you know, turn right back around and they're going to give it permission for it to be given. And that's just some things just doesn't sit right with me. It does not sit right with me. Okay, then, Sister Sharifa, you can hang around, and if there's anything else you have to say, you know, later, I'm going to call, look like Sister Karan up this time, and just hang around for us. So if there is anything else you want to say or would like to share or comment on, you will still be on. That shows you we don't want to see you go get off.
Okay.
We don't want to get off the line.
Okay. Do I press 1 to go out of the queue? Oh, I can still listen.
You can still listen, or you can leave your hand up there with the pressing 1 before, or you can press 1 to go back out. Either one you want to do.
Oh, okay. So I can press 1 to go back out, but inshallah,
yes.
I can still listen. Okay.
Right. You can.
Shall
yes.
I press 1 now?
You, yes, you can.
Oh,
you don't have anything else to say? You can press.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam. When you come back in, just press 1 again. You'll be brought back in to the queue.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Seems like your hand didn't go down yet, but I know what to do. Since you just say you want to press that, I'll fix it for you. Okay. There. Okay, let's go to Sister Karan now. Oh, and she hung. No, she went up. Okay. She moved up here.
Well, they got salam. Alhamdulillah. I just want to add on to some things that you said, that you and Sister Sharif were saying, and I agree with what you guys were saying, because I said we have to remember that Allah had, it's something about the children, when we like under that age, Allah had built up an immune system for them, you know? Like, for example, like if you remember the time that your children, they put their hands in the toilet and they put their hands in their mouth and they don't get sick. But you put your hands in the toilet and put it in your mouth and see when you get sick. You know, it's this immune system that Allah has built up for them, you know. And I think that's what I agree with you say. I can't understand why they're going to give them shots, and usually when your children that age, you don't put them to exposure to a lot of people except for your family, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're so clean with the children, and especially the ones that start to crawl and stuff like that. We make sure that we wipe their little hands and, you know, and we see them with somebody because they'll pick up something from their mouths, you know. And the young ones that play, too, they go out to play. They won't think about washing their hands when they come back in, unless you just emphasize that, you know. Like, well, okay, wash your hands now. You've been outside. Wash your hands. Don't sit down to the table so you wash your hands, you know. Well, if you use the bathroom, always wash your hands. They should teach man to wash their hands before they use the bathroom and wash their hands afterwards, you know, because there's germs both ways. Mm-hmm.
And you know, Zaya, the children, you're right. And look, I just want to say, you know that the children, they all could, remember, they could see little bitty small things that you can't see. They be picking up little bitty strains and stuff. I mean, Allah have truly blessed them. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, that is right. And it's so, you know, Allah blesses them with the antigens that they need for protection in their bodies. You know, because we can be cold and we are wrapped them up so and trying to keep them from the cold, shield them from the cold. And you take all those blankets and things off and they be sweating down.
That's right.
Then we got to know that, and we said this, but we just made sure we weren't too careless, you know, to say that, okay, they may be able to stand more cold than we think, but we still have to wrap them up to a certain extent so that they won't get the raw air, you know, like especially breathing in the raw air.
Alhamdulillah. You know that that's an old saying. I was gonna say that was an old saying. It's saying when the last time you look in the face of a child.
Right. That's right. So if you want to see heaven, we had Imam. I think I don't know if you met him or not, but Brother Imam Daoud in Daoud Salam there in LaGrange, Georgia. Him and Akbar were close. He and Akbar, the two that purchased that center up there in LaGrange, that he lived there, the Imam did. But we used to travel to go there 5 miles. But he wrote a song. He used to write songs. And he wrote a song that said, if you want to see heaven, just look in the eyes of a child. You know, if you want to see heaven, look in the eyes of a child. Yes. And that made so much sense when you played and listened to it and really think about it. It made so much sense. It's so
interesting. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So does everything turn out okay, Brother Suja? Get off and get here okay?
Yes, ma'am. You guys haven't seen him yet?
No, we haven't. I think who was that? Oh, Brother Rocky, one of the young brother that does dabble with Akbar. He did call him last night and said, I saw Brother Suja. saw Brother Suja and his son out to the park when we had the Eid prayer, you know. But we haven't heard from him. Yes, probably he's busy, especially going to get his medical checkup while he's here and all that sort of thing, you know.
No, him and Tyree, they are road runners. They street runners. They run together.
Uh-huh.
They have it all scheduled out before they leave.
But that's good. I know one thing. You guys. He's traveling with a knowledgeable son that he has raised. He and his wife have raised because that brother, Brother Tariq, is something else.
Alhamdulillah.
He has knowledge bank. And, you know, and you can understand where he's coming from, even though he may not come out, and I'll never forget it. It kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. But I thought, well, you can't answer that right there like that. And I asked him, and I thought about that. I said, and I should have asked him that. And I see now why he didn't answer. You know, he was talking about something on the Lifeline. It was on a Friday in his khutbah. And he was talking about changes that we could all see, you know, probably that had to be made with us, with the other people of color, you know. And I think he was kind of indicating that we weren't moving fast enough, or are you ready, you know, are you prepared, you know, but nobody's doing, you know, why isn't there more being done, something like that, you know, that I gathered. Then I asked him this question, and this is really, I felt so ashamed afterwards, but I said, well, I had to ask because I wanted to know. I asked him, well, there's nothing being done about it. What should be done about it? What are you going to do? You know, something like that, you know. And, you know, he did not say a word. He didn't even answer me.
That was a good That was a good question, because a lot of times I'd be saying, I hear the brothers, even I tell you, I say I hear them, and him too, I say, y'all be complaining. I said, but what I liked about Malcolm X, that he always had a solution to the problem. And that is good. Always give a solution to the problem. So that was a good answer you asked him, because it is really in his air. It's his air, and he should know what do you need. But we already know what they need, and that's why we are here. Mm-hmm. They need to the beginning. They need to know your history gives you a head start in life. Alhamdulillah, and that is what is missing. And that is what it needs to be, and I think that is what we are here for, because Allah got us here all this time, and here it is, at our age, we in good state of mind. Our mind is not that bad. Mm-hmm. We have good minds, alhamdulillah, and we still are pushing down.
That's right, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. I just thought it was just, I had took it as like just a conversation, mm-hmm. you know, when you bounce things around. You know, you give out information, then you ask questions if it's not clear to you, or if you want to know a solution. And they always say that the solution lies in the problem. You know, if you know what the problem is, then the solution is in that problem. You know, so you just weigh it out, you know, weigh it up, and just check into it continuously and find out what the solution is, because the solution lies in the problem. You know, and I thought about
That was a good question. That was not, because how are we going to know what they need and what they want if they don't tell us? And that's the thing about, that's what's going on with our children now. We need to, that's why they're confused, because they need to know where they came from. They really don't know. I heard so many different places that
they don't know where we came from. First, they said that there was Moors, that we was already over here. So some of us wasn't brought over here. Some of us were just enslaved over here because of the darkness of our skin, you know. So and then they say that only the Indian was over here. No, that they found out that there is a document where they found out that the Chinese they've been over here. They was over here, too, and the Moors, they settled. They owned it. This is why they call Louisiana territorial country. This country, this here right here, was purchased, the Louisiana Purchase. But really what happened was that they stole this land. And they enslaved the Moors. They enslaved them. But some of them, they had slaves, too, up north also. They had basically that is what our children need to know, and that's why they never say anything about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because of the beginning. It's because the beginning is our history. That's basically where our history starts, and this history is not African American history, slavery. This is American history. This is American history. They're exactly what it is, and they're not telling it all. I still wonder why they're not saying, every time you get on YouTube, they're always saying, have you noticed on YouTube one time that's all they were saying, they're showing that they were just shooting the brothers, our youngsters? I said, would you tell me we the only one that's getting killed around here? The only one that's robbing? Or are they saying they be robbing or riding with the skin too dark? Are we the only one? Is our children the only one? Yeah. Because that's all I saw on YouTube.
Right.
And I couldn't understand that. But all they have to do is just they know that those police know exactly who they're stopping. They know who they're stopping. Mm-hmm. And they know them too. All they have to do is learn how to protect themselves, and maybe they have a chance in life. That's all they have to do. Why go out there if you don't even know how to shoot straight? That don't make no sense. I'm talking about you a gangster.
No.
Yeah. And then they wear your pants down low. I say a soldier runs, not because he lost the war, a soldier runs to retreat
so he could be able to come back and win the war. But how are you going to run when your pants down? You can't even run. That's how you get shot and killed. A lot of our brothers got shot and killed right down in the back, and I can bear witness that happened because their pants, they couldn't run.
Yep, trying to hold up those pants.
You don't see no soldiers out there. I don't care if they're bad soldiers with their pants sagging.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no soldier going to do that because they know that soldier dies. That's one thing that they always know. When you're going to say your soldier dies.
Yeah, that's dangerous anyway. That doesn't make any sense. Yep, just trying to go with the fad,
There's nothing wrong with the... Go ahead.
No, you said there's nothing wrong with what?
I was going to say there's nothing wrong with... I know I was talking to someone, and they was telling me about God, Almighty God, Allah, He for all the people and all like that, and stuff like that, and we shouldn't be doing this and doing that. I said, and then I heard one brother, Lifeline, talking about we shouldn't be prejudiced against the Iranians and we should welcome them and help them and all that stuff like that. I said, he must have been here that they said that take the black off and take the black folks off and put my dog on. I want my dog and my cat to be on. And they didn't hear that. And now one of them stood up and said, they're human beings. You mean you want your dog on before you let a human being come on? That's what you said. They're gonna go to heaven anyway. that's what I couldn't say. I said he didn't hear that. He didn't hear that. And now one of them said that's not right. And then they took them off because they want their great great grandmothers who could die of a heart attack just riding on the train. And let the blacks get the African American, I ain't gonna say African American, but the dark skinned Africans get off the train. And so that's who I said he didn't hear. But what is the first law of nature? Self-preservation. That's the first thing you're gonna always. That's right, alhamdulillah. And you're gonna always. There's nothing wrong. You're gonna always think of when the time comes. You're gonna think of yourself and your family first. Yeah. Then you're going to go out. But you're going to secure that. Ask anybody. If you see two people, if you see your child and somebody else's child drowning, who you going to save first? That's
your
what I'm
child.
Talking about. That's automatically. And that's why I'm very careful when I get in the car with somebody that's driving, because if they have an accident, who they going to, just automatic, they're going to protect themselves. And the passenger get hit. A lot of times you'll find out the passenger dies.
Uh-huh.
Because
uh-huh.
That's the first
uh-huh.
thing he's going to do. He's going to turn that car to the other side.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
true.
Automatically.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So
that
we
is
must,
what they do.
We must teach our children there's nothing wrong with protecting yourself and defending yourself. This country was not built on God we trust. It was built on out of many there's one. That's what it was built on. It only come on in 1950. That's when it came on and God we trust. And they that's when you had made to start wearing your long clothes and covering yourself in there. Thing. And then this atheist, this lady, she was an atheist. You remember her? They said they took her and just threw her in the ground. She took all the prayers. And she had that right. She took all the prayers out of the church, out of the school, and all that. And, and she did all that. And then she took. Then she made sure she took all those signs down that said, "In God we trust." You don't see that in the court ground by the courts like that. In God we trust. Because America wasn't built on that. And since America wasn't built on it, she knew the constitutional rights. That's why you're supposed to know your civil rights, your human rights, and your civil rights, and your state rights, and your community rights. So then you will have no problems. If you know that, then you will have no problems. You'll have those immigrants coming up in those so-called Asalaamu Alaikum brothers and those other ones, the King Chong. They will not be coming up in your neighborhood and not giving nothing back to the neighborhood. That don't make no sense. And they taking the money somewhere else. That is a that's the law, and that is, and Imam Wajid Muhammad said, that is not normal. You don't suppose they only do it because we let them, and they know that we don't know.
That's true. That's true.
That's the reason why they do it. And then they out there dealing drugs. You can put them down because they're dealing drugs, alcohol, and slinging that pork.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The pork, all you have to do is stop eating pork and drinking that alcohol, because that's where the virus is at. The virus is in the alcohol and the pork. What is the first meat market they closed out? And I was so hurt when I found out that this meat market, it was a Jewish meat market, and it was I wish I could remember, and it was selling pork. I did not know that. But they got all kinds. They have all kinds of Jews. They have different kinds, though. They have different. I didn't know that either. And people got to know that Jewish is not a race.
Yeah,
it's not a. What mm-hmm. it is? It's not a race of people, right? It's like a. What is it, a belief or something? It's not a race. I know. I say I think it's not a race of people.
Who?
Right?
What
Jewish?
Are
you
speaking
Jewish.
Of?
Jews, you're not a race of people. Jews is almost just like Muslim. Muslim is not a race of people. It's not a race of people. Yeah, so Jews mm-hmm. is not a race of people.
Wow. Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. I'll have to check into that a little bit more, too. I've heard that several times, that Muslims are not a race. I know that's not the name of the race, Muslim. No.
Yeah, because we are considered a race, and we are Muslims, and then the Pakistanians, they are Muslims, and they are not, and they are Pakistanians. That's what they are. It's not a race. They are basically falls under, if you have to put it all together, they falls under Caucasian. If you have to put, we ain't got before, we got the Caucasian, and then we have the Caucasians, did that go to Europe, Russia, and all of them, they falls together. And then you have the African Americans, which the African Americans, that's the one basically, that race, they have the describe us as our hair, because they have other just as dark skinners as we are. Then they have the Indians, you'd be surprised, the Indians, they will fall under basically the Pakistanians, and a lot of them, if they will fall under the Pakistanians, they will fall under the Indians. They look alike. You couldn't tell them the difference. And the Spanish, you can't tell them the difference. At all. Once they take that scarf off, you will not know. You can't. You really can't. I mean, I can't. I can't really tell the difference from all of them. Some of them I can, and some of them I, you know, barely.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you one thing. When I went to Disneyland, when I came from Louisiana, I went to Disneyland when I was 17 years old. The first time I stepped out of Louisiana, I didn't know nothing about drugs or anything like that. I went, my auntie that took me to Disneyland. I got so dizzy and with headaches. And I said, and then after I got older, I said, people thought that I was high or something. But I didn't know. I got headaches because there were so many different people. I got dizzy just by looking at all these different people. I never seen Chinese people. I never seen dark people with really natural straight hair. I never seen Indians. I never seen people. It was just amazing. To me, I ain't lying. I got dizzy, and I had got a serious headache. And so, and I didn't go to any on the rides because I was so busy looking at all the different people. And I never seen black folks. And they was married to each other, you know, couples, black couples and stuff like that. I never seen that. So and I never been to Disneyland again in my life. That was the last time. Alhamdulillah. Are we off the air, Sister Daya?
Huh? No, not off the air yet. Yeah,
oh, I thought we were off the air.
No, but we didn't make a. Now I was reading something because I wanted to know if I was going to read it to the audience or not. But no, I was just listening to you. But we came off now. Yeah, and I appreciate everybody's input. And we'll see you again tomorrow night, inshallah. What's tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow is Wednesday. Akbar, you want to close us out? Akbar? Okay, Akbar. Thank you. He said, "Is your show?" I opened it up. Okay. Okay. I mean to say the name, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Ya kana aburu, wa ya kana sta'in. اهدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ آمين. Thank you, everybody. Please continue to enjoy your festivities and thanks for coming out and be safe. And we love you. Assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak.